Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Apple down nearly 12% in the last 3 months. More negative sentiment from Wall Street today as Loop Capital cuts its target on the stock. There could be, though, some positive catalyst for the tech giant in the next few months. Steve Kovacs taking a look at that today on today's Tech Check. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Carl. Yeah, Loop has one of the lowest price targets for Apple, and today bringing it down to 170. It was as high as 185 not that long ago. And the rationale here, well, it's similar headwinds that we've been hearing about for most of the year so far. But the big one in this note, predicting an earnings and revenue decline this calendar year versus a year ago. Now, Loop says that'd be the first time that's happened since 2016. Loop also saying that's due to lower smartphone demand and new competition from Chinese brands like Huawei and Xiaomi. And they say competition has brought iPhone shipments back down to pre-COVID levels a little over 4 years ago. Now, remember, China sales were down 13% in the December quarter for Apple, and third-party data for the March quarter showing a dramatic drop in China iPhone sales. The latest there, UBS analyst yesterday estimating iPhone sales were down 16% in China for the month of February. And on top of that, Loop says the average selling price of an iPhone is flat. That's a sign that people are buying the cheaper models instead of those more expensive pro iPhone models. And on the other side, the more bullish analysts are looking beyond this messy start to the year for Apple for things to improve as Apple underperforms its peers in the big tech space. It's down about 11-12% year to date so far. And look, the turnaround could start at WWDC. That's, of course, Apple's annual developers conference. That begins on June 10th. And that's where we're expecting to hear more about Apple's new AI products they've been hyping since February. And then in September, of course, the next iPhone cycle, it's going to need to show some compelling features there to convince people to either pay more for a pro model or upgrade earlier than they plan to. And there's lots of talk about this so-called AI iPhone coming later this year, but unclear what that'll do for sales, guys.
Hey, Steve, you know, lately a lot of the discussion around Apple's been about things they're not going to do. This DigiTimes piece about a foldable phone pushing the launch date out, of course, Project Titan. Is that seen as like discipline and focus or areas of growth that are not going to be there now?
It could be. I mean, on the foldable phone front, and also DigiTimes, you know, they have a hot and cold record with Apple
right.
reports, so I'm not going to put too much stock in that. But the with the foldable thing, look, foldable phones are interesting and they've shown some popularity, but not to the degree that it's not like when Apple was making, you know, those tiny iPhones and everyone's looking at Samsung with the bigger screens. We're not at that stage yet. People aren't. There's not the demand for the foldable phones quite yet in the same way that we saw there. Yeah, I don't think that's part of it. Canceling the car, that definitely hurt because remember, the car was supposed to be their next big thing, Carl, and that's over now.
I do wonder what an overhang the regulatory issues are going to be, because they will be taking a while and quite a fight.
Yeah, but that's going to take so many years to play out. I mean, we're not expecting to see the next beat in that legal drama with the DOJ for at least another month or so when Apple has to put out their response, Sarah. So that's a very long-term thing.
Apple, one of the worst performers in the Magnificent Seven this year, might now just be the Fab Four, down nearly 12% in the past 3 months, and more negative sentiment from Wall Street today. But could there be some upcoming positive catalysts for the tech giant? Well, Steve Kovacs joins us now for today's Tech Check. Steve, on the one side, I won't say on the one hand.
On the other hand.
Yeah, because it's Monday. We've got iPhone weakness. We've got this DOJ suit. On the other side, we've got high loyalty WWDC, the developer conference coming up, and Apple tends to be very practical about trends like AI, and we haven't really seen their play yet.
Yeah, and so we don't know. That's the big question looming ahead. But today's news is this Loop price target cut down to 170. They were as high as, I think, 185 pretty recently. And they're basically saying calendar year 2024, sales and earnings could be down. And that they're saying that hasn't happened since 2016. And look, a lot of it is happening in China. We know the economy is in rough shape over there. We know in the December quarter for Apple, sales were down 13% overall. And just drilling down on just the iPhone in China, really bad data coming out for the first bit of the year. The most recent data, we have February numbers now, some estimates saying that iPhone sales were down as much as 16% for February. We don't know March yet. And of course, we'll get earnings in about a month or so here. But the thing is, when does China turn around and how can it turn around? You know, Tim Cook was out in China last month and, you know, met with at the business forum, opening up a new store. Does the consumer turn around there? And then the other question is, of course, what is this AI announcement that we're expecting to come at WWDC? How does that drive, again, iPhone sales? And then further out, September, we have the regular iPhone event, the iPhone 16. What can that do on the AI front that makes people want to upgrade? Not because, you know, they need a new phone, but because they want the new iPhone and maybe they'll upgrade a little sooner than expected.
We've got the China situation that's not necessarily just about the Chinese economy. We see some possibilities that that could be turning more positive, but also about Chinese sentiment toward a company like Apple.
And a little company called Huawei is causing problems for Apple, too. And they started making phones again last year. And we've seen evidence that they're eating into Apple's market share. You know, for the first couple years throughout COVID, Apple, when Huawei stopped making phones, we heard a lot from Apple about how many people in China were switching from Android back to iPhone. And now we're kind of seeing it go the other way. So that is another one. Loop points that as well. Don't count out Xiaomi, by the way, which is often referred to as the Apple of China, also causing pressure and more competition. So, yeah, there could be a little bit of nationalistic buying on that sense, and also just, you know, literally Huawei fans excited that there's a new Huawei phone that they can buy. That's definitely hurting them. By the way, those are cheaper phones.
For investors, though, who are wondering when there might be an entry point for Apple, I can't help but notice that Apple has some advantages in the AI era. One, everybody, you know, Google, Microsoft, want placement on the iPhone and are willing to pay for it. So
pay a lot of money too.
Yeah, billions of dollars for it. And then also a lot of what these companies are doing are trying to vertically integrate in order to get better performance out of AI. Apple's already vertically integrated. They design their own chips and hardware and software. When they make a move in AI, it could be a very fast move.
And just that, but then the question becomes, as we heard 2 weeks ago, that they're partnering with Google again, or likely to partner with Google, and in China, likely to partner with Baidu. So what does that relationship look like? Which ways, that seems like almost better for Google than it is for Apple. If they're relying on that, it gives Google more, that's why we've seen Google or Alphabet shares recover so much the last 2 weeks on this news, that it either gives them more exposure for Gemini AI, or they're gonna collect money from Apple if Apple ends up licensing Gemini for all these users too. So that becomes a real question. What kind of vertical integration do they have? What is their own internal AI thing? And we might not hear that till the next iPhone cycle, because I can bet you what they'll do something like, okay, if you want the best AI stuff, you got to buy that pro model.
You really think Apple's going to pay though, or is Google going to have to pay for the privilege?
It feels like they would. I feel like it would be the other way around. We just don't know. But yeah. Yes, of course, they want access to, you know, a billion plus iPhone users. Of course, but it's a good thing for them either way. And that's already baked into them. They pay billions of dollars to all these other platforms in order to be dominant on this platform. So by the way, DOJ doesn't like that.
Right.
Yeah.
DOJ doesn't like much.
No.
These days. Lots of big companies doing big things. Steve Kovac, thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.